Meidän Herramme
our Lord, and the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of our Father, and the partaking of the Holy Spirit may be with us now and always. Be quiet into quiet morning prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this morning at summer services, that we have been able to gather before thy word to hear what you have to say for us today. We pray that you would bless our services to the glory of thy name and the nourishment of our salvation of our souls. And we thank you that this message from these services would spread and would not only be heard in this big tent, but through the speakers at this large service area, through the summer service radio in our dear fatherland, and through the internet around the earth. We pray through the words of the songwriter, again, the Lord, we have come to the holy place of your word. Grant that we may receive our portion for our souls. Grant that the Holy Spirit may open your word to life and enlighten the church for the glory of Christ. Amen. I will read for this topic of this sermon from Psalm 84, verses 2-6. And the words are in Jesus' name as follows. I will read this according to the Old Translation Biblia.
Kuinka ihanat ovat sinun asuinsijas, Herra Sebaot.
How admirable are your tabernacles, O Lord of hosts. My soul longeth ye, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh crieth out for the living God. Yea, the sparrow hath found a house, and the sparrow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house, they will still be praising thee, Selah. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them.
Amen.
Amen. First, a little bit of background for this psalm. Here it is read,
Kooran lasten psalmi.
The psalm for the sons of Korah.
Mistä Koorasta tässä oli ja on kysymys.
And of which Korah is in question here.
Erämaavaelluksen aikana.
There during the journey in the wilderness. There was a
Moosesta ja Aaronia vasta.
There became a rebellion rose against Aaron.
Korah, Datan ja Abiram.
The leaders of the rebellion were Korah, Datan, and Abiram.
Uhmaamaan Moosesta.
And they openly began to rebel against Moses. And they had 250
kansankokouksen jäsenten joukosta
princes to to rebel against
Mooseksen ja Aaronin eteen ja sanoivat,
Moses and Aaron. And they said, it is enough.
Kaikki tähän kansaan kuuluvat ovat pyhiä, ja Herra on meidän keskellämme. Miksi te sinne korottaa itsenne Herran seurakunnan yläpuolelle?
Ye take so much upon ye, seeing the congregation are holy, even one of them, the Lord is among them. Wherefore lift ye up yourselves against the congregation of the Lord. And Moses heard it, he fell upon him. And this is what they rebelled against, and they did not understand that Moses and Aaron did not lift themselves up, but God had chosen them to bring them out of that slavery in Egypt. And neither Moses had tried to stop them, or
minulla on hidas puhe ja kankea kieli. Niin Jumala sanoi, että
stop saying that he is not the one. But God had said that take your brother Aaron with you, for he is a man of eloquent speech. That you speak to Aaron, and Aaron will speak to the nation.
Nämä kapinoivat.
But these rebelled. That's why do you try to lift yourselves above the congregation of the Lord? And God was angered from this. And he instructed those of the nation of people of Israel to move away from these heretics. And God crowned these 250 heretics, as you may recall. When the earth opened up its mouth and swallowed them up, as the Bible says, I thought that these children of Korah
surivat isänsä, että miten isälle kävi tuolla tavalla.
They probably mourned that why their father, why this had happened to their father, but soon they realized that
kuinka ihanat
how
ovat sinun asuinsijasi, Herra Sebaot, että he olivat pelastuneet siitä eri seurasta ja
how wonderful are your place of dwelling, Lord of hosts, that they stayed there with the children of the living God, that they have been saved from the heresy and reigned among the children of God. They experienced that it was good to be there. In this first verse, hear me bring up some questions, that where does God live? When it says that how admirable are the tabernacles of the Lord of hosts. And I thought that I would raise a question or conduct a survey where I would ask that answer this question, that where does God live?
Monta vastausta, jotka sanoisivat, että
probably we would receive many answers that probably he lives in the church.
Mutta ei Jumala asu ihmisten tehdyissä temppeleissä.
Dwell not in the temples made with hands, as it is said in the Bible.
No sitten minä muistelen hiukan
I remember a little bit or recall from my childhood
seuroja siellä minun kotikylälläni
when we had held services in my hometown in Nivala
säännöllisesti Marianpäivä seura
especially on Mary's Day they were held at Juntila school at the school where I also went to attended.
Oli myöskin järjestämässä näitä seuroja ja
and my father was preparing these services. And I had learned to text.
Minulla oli semmoinen omakin tekstaustyyli, jos mä venytin vähän niitä kirjaimia.
I had my own style of writing.
Minua kiinnosti tämä Biblian kirjaimet.
And I was interested by the old Biblia, and especially that fracture script. And I wanted to learn to read the Bible, so I taught myself to read and write these curvy letters. And I would write these sentences in my notebook. And my father noticed this, that my father said that you could write in that classroom blackboard a text, a verse from the Bible. And my father said, when he had chosen that verse from the Bible, that write,
Jumalan maja ihmisten seassa.
Look, the house of the Lord among people. And I
seurojen valmistelupäivänä menin sinne
decided ja
vedin viivaimella vaakasuorat viivat.
Take this challenge upon myself, and I wrote two horizontal lines so that the letters would be of equal height.
Juuri jossa minä olin silloin koulussa.
In that classroom,
siinä oli myöskin väriä,
where I was in school, and there was also colored chalk.
Ja
and I took red and green as the colors. And with two colors, I scribed that text on the blackboard. The house of the Lord among people.
Olin sitten kyllä tyytyväinen, että se tulipa siitä.
And I was content that it looked pretty neat.
Sitten oli
but then services were held. And I remember that
one
preacher was struggling with the text, and he didn't know what to speak. And he looked at the blackboard, that there is a suitable text. And he read from there. It is there in the book of Revelations. And there's
and
he held his sermon on that. And I listened very carefully to that. And it became clear that where God lives.
Se Jumala asuu.
That God lives
in God's Raamatun teksti jatkuu, että hän asuu heidän luonaan.
He lives with them.
Ja heistä tulee hänen kansansa.
And they will become his nature. And God is with them.
Eli se on silloin nuoren pojan oli varmaan 8-vuotias silloin.
It was a young boy then, probably 8 years old, and it stuck in my mind, that explanation. And it has stayed with me, stayed on my mind until this day. It's not unclear where God lives. In the Gospel, it says, the Bible, it says in the book of Isaiah, I dwell in the high and holy places with him that of our contrite and humble spirits.
Ja sitten
and then
lähetyskäskyn yhteydessä niin myöskin Matteuksen evankeliumin luvussa 28
jossa Matthew 28 it also says when Jesus gives that
opettakaa kaikkea kansaa.
The great commission to his disciples, we therefore make disciples of my nations, and baptize in the name of the Father and of the Holy Spirit, teaching them to observe all things whosoever I command you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world.
että se Jumala on
that God
uskovaisten ihmisten kanssa ja asuu siellä
is with the believing people lives in their midst
eli Jumalan valtakunnassa
in God's kingdom.
Minun sieluni ikävöitsee ja halajaa Herran esikartanoihin.
My soul longeth ye, even fainteth on the courts of the Lord. My heart and my flesh cry out for the living God.
Olekin niin, että
is it not so?
Meidän sielu,
that our soul,
that new person, ja uudelleen tulla,
wants to always return again and again to the services of God's children, even to these summer services, have we not had a very powerful desire to gather, to listen to the word of the living God?
Sitten tässä seuraavassa jakeessa puhutaan
in the next linnuista. Verse, it speaks of birds. The sparrow has found a house, the sparrow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young, even thine altars, O Lord of hosts, my King and my God. In this way, the psalm writer cries out.
Noista linnuista tekisi mieli sanoa.
Of these sparrows or these birds, I would like to say.
Suviseuroissani sisämajoituksessa.
The first time I am
kasarmirakennuksissa, entisissä kasarmirakennuksissa ja
I'm staying indoors for the first time at summer services at those barracks.
Sieltä nyt
or former barracks. And I came there yesterday, the day before, early in the morning, as I set out, as I'm an early riser. And I went for a walk, and the birds were singing, and the sun was shining. And I was able to recognize different types of birds, various species, such as a willow warbler, red pole. And then I came to this open field and I heard a lark singing. And in my opinion, that the lark is a very cheerful bird or a summer service type of bird. And those of you who have gone to summer services for many years, especially in those fields, always there has been a lark singing when we have awoken in those tents. It has carried beautifully through the walls of the tent. And that lark sings very powerfully. And to myself, I've heard many times as it soars up there, it stops and begins to sing. And always comes to mind that it sings thanks unto the Lord. Then it comes a little bit lower, pauses, and sings again continuously and very powerfully, singing praise unto the Creator. And finally, it comes to the ground like a rock and opens its wings, or spreads its wings.
Näistä linnuista,
and of these birds,
Raamatussa puhutaan,
the Bible speaks much of these. For example,
siinä Jeesuksen vuorisaarnassa,
there in Jesus's Sermon on the Mount,
Jeesus puhuu siitä, että älkää
when he spoke
huolehtiko
that
mitä te syötte,
don't
mitä
worry
tuotte,
of what you eat or drink
puhette.
Or what you put
yhteydessä
and with that
Katsokaa taivaan lintuja.
Behold the fowls of the air.
Eivät ne kylvä.
Your,
eivät ne leikkaa, eivätkä kokoa vastoa.
Your heavenly Father feedeth them.
Ja silti teidän taivaallinen isänne ruokkii ne.
Not much better than they.
Enemmän arvoisia kuin linnut. Eikö ole hyvä opetus?
Is it not a good teaching?
Että Jumala pitää meistä huolen.
That God takes care of us.
Sitähän se on se uskominen. Se on luottamista.
It's the foundation of our faith. It is trust in the care of God.
Miksi tämä Herran asuinsija tuntuu meistä näin ilmalta?
Why does the house of the Lord feel so wonderful to us? And I thought that it is for that reason that we believe in the way that the Bible teaches, that as we say in the first and third articles of the Creed, in the first article, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. This explanation by Luther has always spoken to me when it says, I believe in that God has made me and all creatures. He has given me my body and soul, ears, eyes, and my all members, my reason and all my senses, and still takes care of them. He also gives me clothing and shoes, food and drink, house and home, wife and children, land, animals, and all I have. He richly and daily provides me with all things that need to support this body and life. He defends me against all danger, and guards me from all evil. All this he does out of fatherly divine goodness and mercy, without any merits of worthiness in me. Does this not very well describe the life of a believer, of that trust that God will give all the everything which we need in this life? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all things will be added unto you.
Tahto uskoa.
This way we desire to believe, and when we believe,
vapaa mieli,
we have a free mind.
Vapaita kuin taivaan linnut,
we are free as the birds of heaven. If we return to the image of the bird,
niin kuin tässä sanottiin tekstissä,
and as it says in the text, the sparrow hath found a house, and the sparrow a nest for herself, where she may lay her young. And these birds, they're fulfilling the creation work of the Lord, which continues every day.
Mutta miten ihmisille on käynyt?
But what has happened to people, especially today, it feels that they don't want to continue the work of creation.
Pareja.
There are many couples, may they be cohabiting or married, but they don't want children into their families. And the reasons for this, when I looked for them on the internet, there's worries about the environment and climate change, and those are true. The political situation, the global political situation, with wars raging nearby today, various parts of the world, uncertainty in financial uncertainty, and there may be also personal reasons. They don't want those children because it's a hassle.
Ihminen on näin itsekkääksi tullut.
People have become so selfish.
Lapsista on vaivaa, jotkut
pelkäävät. It's a hassle to have children. And they become worried of giving birth, which surely is painful, and that's how God has ordained it.
Tuskaa tuntien.
So that the woman would bring forth children in pain.
Me Jumalan lapset haluamme,
but we as children of God
toteuttaa sitä,
want to fulfill
Jumalan tahtoa,
that will of God in this matter as well, and trust
kyllä se Jumala pystyy pitämään
that God
niistä lapsistakin huolen,
will take care of those children as he takes care of those birds in heaven which don't work or gather into storage. God nevertheless takes care of them. Surely we can trust in that God will take care of those children which are born, and how we as believers leaving families with children have experienced as a great blessing that we have,
that children
have been born into a family. Not all, everyone is blessed with children, even if they want them. But we accept the children which God has given us with open arms.
Vapauteen Kristus vapautti meidät ihan niin kuin
Christ freed us as the birds of heaven are free. When I was there yesterday and the other morning having my morning coffee, and how those
lensi ihan matalalla ja sitten yhtäkkiä puikaa.
Swallows were flitting around the restaurant building, and it was nice to follow them. How they would suddenly shoot up and come really low. It was nice to watch that unhindered flight of those swallows. The believer is allowed to be free. That the Bible says that.
Eli mistä orjuudesta tämä puhuu?
That freedom that Christ set us free and freed us from the bondage of slavery. And what is that? It's a bondage of sin. The enemy of the soul as though has those people on a leash. The enemy of the soul leads them from sin to sin, and they cannot escape it. Especially for this reason, the Bible is speaking about when it speaks of the freedom of a Christian. When it says that you have been set free from the bondage of sin,
that
we are no longer on the leash of the enemy of the soul. And it does not mean, as this world may understand it, that this freedom means that we can do what we want, whatever the old portion might want to do. It does not mean that.
Kun on vapaalla omalla tunnolla,
when we have a free conscience,
we can kadulla
walk there on the streets freely,
pälyillä, että tuleeko tuolla semmoinen ihminen vastaan, jonka kanssa minä en tule toimeen.
I have to worry of whether or not we would run into somebody who would not get along with or want to meet. That's when things are bad, if we need to
haluaisin kohdata ja ketä mä en haluaisi kohdata.
We want to walk away or turn away from those people or wonder that worry about if we don't want to run into people there.
Niin kuin vanhat puhujat sanovat, että
sometimes those old preachers would say that we need to sharpen our knife right there in the Philistines camp. Most likely younger people don't understand what it means. The Philistines were the enemy then.
Niin se tarkoittaa sitä, että
and it means that
uskoisten kanssakin pitää
that with unbelievers we need to
ja kun tulee
get along with them.
Pahoja sanoja esimerkiksi.
And for example, when those harsh words are exchanged with unbelievers, and I have experience of that with myself. As I have been a teacher, as my
menin rehtorin huoneeseen.
And I once made a mistake and went to the principal's office and scolded him. And I criticized him, spoke harshly to him.
Kun menin kotiin.
When I went home,
niin omatunto.
My own conscience spoke to me.
Sinä sanoit pahasti rehtorille. Ei se ollut oikein.
That you spoke harshly to the principal, and that wasn't right.
Seuraavana aamuna menee.
The next morning.
Ennen koulun alkua rehtorin huoneeseen.
I went to the principal's office before school started and closed the door.
Pyysin anteeksi sitä.
And asked for forgiveness for my behavior on the previous day.
Rehtori vaan sanoi, että kyllä.
And the principal
niistä epäkohdista
said
että huomauttaa, että ei siinä mitään. Ja
that it's good to bring up those shortcomings, and it's not a big deal.
Oli mukava lyödä niin sanotusti kättä päälle, eli me kättelimme, että nyt tämä asia on puhuttu.
But it was nice to shake hands on it, that this matter was now settled.
Jäi hyvä mieli.
And it left me feeling good.
No niin, tässä oli vielä
and
sellainen kohta.
There was a portion here. Blessed are they that dwell in thy house. They will be still praising thee. And we want to express our gratitude towards the Heavenly Father. Blessed is the man whose strength is in thee, in whose heart are the ways of them.
Niin emme me pysyisi uskomassa, jos
would
se olisi meidän omasta voimasta. Believing
if it was from our own strength, dependent on our own strength. But we need the God's power for that. The Bible said that with God, the source of strength, will preserve you in faith. We cannot with our own strength
että mistä
be preserved. And then where does God get the strength to travel according to your will?
Pyhän henkensä.
Jesus sent the Holy Spirit
lähti itse
when he left himself from this earth. And he left his farewell speech to his disciples. There, in many portions, he promised an advocate, the Holy Spirit. And he says in this way, the Comforter, which is the Holy Ghost, which my Father has sent, shall teach you all things and bring all things to your remembrance. These are very comforting words for us as servants of the word, that the Holy Spirit will remind us and teach us of what I have taught you. And always comes that familiar struggle that I can't remember portions from the Bible, as with those other preachers. But the Holy Spirit reminds me of what I have to speak about. And as I have written a few of these portions, these verses from the Bible onto paper, because I don't know them by heart, which I've spoken about in this very sermon. And I would say, this good Jesus, when he spoke to the disciples, saying that it is for your benefit that I will go away, that if I don't go, the advocate will not come to you. But when I go away, I will send him to you. In this way, the Holy Spirit gives us strength. And as Luther spoke in the explanation of the third article of the Creed, I believe that I cannot, by my own reasoning or strength, believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him. But the Holy Spirit has called me the gospel, lighted me with his gifts, sanctified and kept me in true faith.
In
this way, the Holy Spirit protects us or preserves us in the true faith. And although, even though we have become the children of God, we have not become saints or sinless, but we need to be content in our twofold life. And as those old preachers would say, that sinful and at the same time righteous, this type of paradox, that both sinner and yet righteous at the same time. And for that reason, when we have this old Adam, in other words, the original sin is in all of us, even though we are believer. And we have need to hear the gospel, which gives us strength to fight against the enemy of the soul. In other words, to fight against sin. And we receive strength from the gospel to fight. And so it is today, on this Sunday morning, this gospel echoes in this sermon. You, dear brother and sister, have the permission to believe all sins are forgiven in Jesus' name and blood. Jesus' name and blood. Dear brothers and sisters, you have the promise to believe all sins are forgiven. Jesus' name and blood, brothers and sisters, Jesus' name and blood. And so it is good to be. It's a good way to end this sermon. And you probably can guess that I have had temptations when I was asked to hold, asked to speak. I have had temptations and doubts. Can I believe my own sins forgiven? This way, I want to believe together with you. In this way, we will remain in the care of God's blessed word. In Jesus' name, amen.